At dusk on a recent Saturday, Professor Alan Hirschfeld and one of his grad students calibrate the large telescope inside the UMass Dartmouth Observatory. They're setting up for a public astronomy night, a monthly event the university co-hosts with the Astronomical Society of Southern New England, or ASNI. Hirschfeld says the telescope was designed and built by UMass students in the 1980s and went online in the early 90s. It has a 16-inch diameter, or aperture.
So the bigger the aperture, generally the more light the telescope can collect, and the fainter the objects that it can see.
The observatory sits at the far corner of a field to eliminate as much light from the campus buildings as possible. It's used mainly by UMass physics students and those taking astronomy classes. But tonight, it's open to the public.
So if you'd like to come in.
The observatory has the familiar dome with a slit for the telescope to look through. When it needs to be rotated, the dome rolls on heavy-duty garage door wheels that are activated by four motors. The telescope's position is separately controlled by a handheld computer device.
So this has a memory which is filled with the locations of many thousands of celestial objects, including the planets.
Tonight, visitors get to view Jupiter. Hirschfeld's grad student, Brian Penault, keys in the pre-programmed coordinates and the telescope begins to rotate. Then, Hirschfeld reaches for an eyepiece and fits it onto the lens. I get the first viewing of the night.
Wow. So right now I'm looking at
Jupiter.
The huge planet is clearly visible, along with two of its four brightest moons, which Galileo discovered in 1610. Although they look deceptively close in the lens, these objects are 500 million miles away. Hirschfeld says part of the excitement of using the telescope is knowing what you're looking at.
So if you're looking at what you know to be a distant galaxy, even if it's just a little smudge of light to the eye through the telescope, just knowing that there may be hundreds of billions of stars in that little faint glow, that in itself is very satisfying.
And he loves sharing that excitement with others, like Fall River resident Sam Sutter and his 10-year-old daughter Ava, the observatory's first visitors.
So we have sighted Jupiter, and you can see two of its moons.
I see it!
See? That's what we're talking about. I just love to hear that sound. I mean, we've been doing this for decades. And
that's so cool.
Her dad, Sam, takes a look and doesn't see Jupiter right away.
It's so easy to see. It's just like this big round circle.
We'll hear it when he sees it.
Oh.
Do you see it?
There we go.
Outside, ASNI members have also set up their own telescopes alongside their cars nearby, a sort of astronomy tailgate party, and they're more than willing to let visitors have a look through their lenses. Club member Rebecca Bartlett from Foxborough says many members build their own equipment.
Some of the biggest scopes are homemade scopes, too. You can obtain mirrors on your own, you can grind your own mirror, you can build your own equipment if you're interested in doing that.
One of those do-it-yourselfers is Jerry Trahan from Rehoboth. He says he was retired and looking for a new activity.
And then I found out there was an astronomy club practically in my backyard. So I joined and I learned about the various telescopes. And just by chance, somebody gave me some parts from an old telescope. And I found a book on how to make them and looked through it and decided to give it a try.
Wow.
6 months later, I have it.
Jerry's expecting this to be a long night.
If it's as good as it looks, I might be here till dawn. No, really.
Really?
Wow. I've had some sessions where you go over to a friend's house. We'd set up the telescopes. The wife would come out and get interested. And before you know it, the sun's coming up.
He easily points out various celestial landmarks. The Big Dipper, the North Star, Polaris, the constellation Orion.
Just to the left of the belt, you have the Horsehead Nebula and stuff like that.
Nearby is another ASNI member, Pete Peterson from Barrington, Rhode Island. He points out Sirius. He says it's the brightest star in the northern hemisphere because it's only 21 light years away.
Now, if you look at Orion over there, have you been looking at the second star right in the middle of the Orion Sword? You can see the belt going 1, 2, 3 across. If you look down 1, 2, 3 below the belt, you see a sword hanging. And that middle star isn't a star at all. It's a roiling cloud of stardust that's being illuminated by several bright stars right in the heart of that nebula. And that's actually a star nursery. Stars are being formed from that stardust as we observe it right now. And the light that left that particular object left there back when Arthur was the King of England.
Back at the observatory, there's a steady stream of visitors lining up at the doorway.
Okay, if you're just coming in, enter the other way, around there.
Fall River resident Julia Ryan just viewed the moon through the 16-inch telescope.
I've seen it from far away so many times, but it's so awesome to see it up close. It really is a different perspective. I think everyone should do it. It makes you feel really small, but it makes you realize, you know, how large the world and the universe is.
It's not exactly a typical weekend leisure activity, wandering around a pitch-black field looking through telescopes. But on this perfectly clear Saturday night, these curious visitors have gotten a chance to see the infinite universe as they rarely do, up close and personal.